thoughts, please. We are going to open up our public participation for our regular meeting of August 13th, and the time is 7:10. The first person that we have up to speak is Frank Smith.
My name is Frank Smith. Are you able to hear me? 40 Chestnut Street, New Britain. I'm here to speak on item 3 on the agenda, and that is the patent, Brooksdale. Do we have the clerk of the council pass this out to all the aldermen?
You have something that you want to pass out to y'all? I'll pass it to the clerk. You can do that for us, please.
Yes.
The publicity has been pointing out that it's a 1.6-acre area, but it also includes .2 square miles of watershed. Where do we get our water from? Rain. We can't afford to let this property go. Our forefathers, back in the 1950s, saw the advantage of the Battenbrook watershed, and that's where we got our water. Back in the year of 2007, I hope you all recall the unfortunate happening where Governor Ralph had to turn off our water tap. We were out of water. Water shortage is not unknown in our rain, is what we got to salvage from. So, not to tie up much, everybody's looking at the $1.3 million sale that was negotiated. According to Mr. Healy, if I can let the cat out of the bag, he was quoted in an arrow that we have an excess of $6 million in the water fund. Maybe we could borrow from there to satisfy the $1.3 million you were looking for and see a state grant to replenish that amount of money back to the water fund. So I really urge the council to not pass this issue tonight. Table it. And look, be careful on what you choose to do from then on. Thank you.
Thank you. The next person we have up to speak is Chris Polkowski. I didn't see that. I saw him earlier.
Good evening, council members.
Good evening.
My name is Christopher Polkowski. I am the chairman of the Board of Water Commissioners, and I live at 120 Columbia Street here in New Britain. I'm here to recommend the council's approval for the sale of Battenbrook Well to the town of Southington. I wanted to provide some background information regarding the Battenbrook Well. This well has not been used by our city since 1979. The town of Southington has leased it from our city for the past 35 years. The lease was valued at just below $107,000 per year. And just recently, this lease was not renewed with the city. My board highly values our watershed property and the equipment that goes along with it. But we must realize that this well has been used for 35 years with only minor maintenance being done to it. The city will need to potentially reinvest anywhere from $500,000 to $1 million in upgrades and general maintenance to have the well properly running and reconnected to our water system. This is quite a large investment into a well that hasn't served our residents since 1979, nor is even included in our water department's 50-year safe yield plan. Southington has expressed interest in purchasing this well when our lease was not renewed. Southington offered the city $200,000 for the well, all of its equipment, and the 0.6-acre parcel of land that it sits on. The city refused their lowball offer, and further negotiations took place. At the end of negotiations, an agreed-upon purchase price of $1.3 million was set for the well as is. This means the city would not have to reinvest any taxpayer money into the well, and the water department would gain $1.3 million into its heavily depleted capital improvement account. Unfortunately, the fund balance that would have been transferred into the same account was raided for millions of dollars within the past 2 years to fill general fund gaps within the city. But the city needs to face facts. We are no longer collecting any money from the Patton Brook well, nor do we currently use it. Southington has no interest in renewing our lease. Southington has used this well for the past 35 years. This well is not even included in our 50-year safe yield plan, and also reinvestment in this well can cost upwards of $1 million. I urge the council's approval for the sale of Patton Brook well, and keep in mind the city should sell this asset before it becomes a liability. Thank you.
The next person that we have up to speak is Don Crockett.
Don Crockett, 195 Hartford Road. Got to figure out how many. I think at least one or two issues. The first one being, if I can get to it. I'm going to go back to Costco. I was told that the council used to have, I don't know, a spokesman or a liaison with the public so that if somebody had a question that somebody would get back in touch with them. And what I'd like is to get a copy of the proper information that we were promised from Costco as far as the justification of the tax abatement. I sent an email to several aldermen saying that, you know, after the July meeting wasn't attended by Costco when they were supposed to provide the information as far as why the tax abatement was justified. We were told at the time that the month delay, that Costco didn't show up because they were concerned that the misinformation in the newspaper, the Herald article, confused the council so much that proper information needed to be provided, and it would take a month for that information to be provided, so that at the special meeting where this vote would take place, the council would have proper information. You know, I didn't buy that at the time, because if, you know, you guys are all reasonably intelligent, and I didn't see that there was anything in that newspaper article that couldn't have been rectified by Costco showing up on that Wednesday and explaining what the true situation was. So for a delay of a month, my gut told me that it really was a delay tactic to bring people up to this deadline in August that was going to come as far as breaking ground. But I asked a number of aldermen to keep me posted if proper information from Costco was provided, because that proper information should have been provided both to the public and to the council. because that affects the citizens of this city, and that information should have been provided. And, you know, I kept touch. It's like no information was forthcoming. The Monday before the meeting, I sent an email to the mayor and asked, where is this proper information? And I was told, I don't know, but in any case, I forget what I was told, but proper information was never provided to me after I requested it. And then I've seen a copy of the memo that was sent to the council, I think the day of the vote, and it indicated that Attorney Cody and the other Costco representative would be available and would provide a timeline and dollar figures, the proper information that had been promised, that was supposed to be provided throughout this month so that the council could vote, you know, based on the facts. But, you know, the meeting took place, but the of course, that memo also included the threat from Costco Corporate that, you know, if the tax abatement wasn't approved, the Costco was leaving. So at that point, the details of the justification for the abatement are moot, because it really comes down, you know, really was a take it or leave it offer from Costco at that point. It's like, either you want Costco to come to New Britain and you give us the abatement, or we're pulling out. But I want that proper information, because you read the newspaper and there's multiple stories about what the timeline was. And so my request is how do I get that proper information? Because Costco was ready to present that information, so they must have it in written form. I'd like a copy of that. And I'd like somebody from the council or the mayor's office to get back to me and let me know how I can get that proper information.
Okay.
And this one is a little less serious, but I'll throw it out there anyhow. I don't like the abatement, you all know that, but I don't see what we're getting for it. You know, somehow Costco gets this tax abatement. What does the city get? I mean, we were promised this Costco store and the 200 jobs, part-time and full-time, and we were promised more tax revenue than we're going to get for the first 7 years, but, you know, we're still getting money. But, you know, somehow we gave up something in passing that tax abatement. What have we gotten for it?
And point of order, Madam Chairman. We've already done this.
Already voted.
Right, but no, this is a separate issue,
excuse me. That is correct, but this is public participation, and he does have probably another minute to speak.
Okay.
I will, as a resident.
So what I wish the city leaders had done was something similar, because Newington also made an agreement. They gave up the rights to buy that land from the state and just let the city take that. But in exchange, we're going to pay property taxes, and the citizens of Newington got treated like New Britain residents as far as the prices that they paid at the golf course. And I would think, I know this isn't going to happen, but I'll throw it out there. I wish Costco would give us the same deal for what we gave as far as the 2.1 abatement, that we would be treated as if we're members of Costco. So New Britain residents could just prove that they're a resident of New Britain with a photo ID, and we could get in the store and we could buy stuff. Because it won't cost Costco anything. It's just in the same way that this tax abatement doesn't cost anybody in New Britain. Costco could give New Britain residents free membership at that store. I'm not saying throughout the stores, but at that New Britain store. And so, because there's a lot of people in New Britain that can't afford a $55 membership. But if that membership was acknowledged for New Britain residents could take advantage of that, and we would get something for the $2.1 million abatement. Thank you.
Thank you. That is the last person that we have up to speak. Is there anyone else that would like to speak? You can come up. Please state your name and your address, please.
Yes.
Thank you so much. My name is Saffron Rosado. I live at 23 Edward Drive in New Britain. And obviously, I wanted to echo and second that motion about that Costco deal. I think that's great. I agree with that. But anyway, I'm here, and I'll be brief, to show my support for the Pound Brook well sale to the city of the town of Newington, Southington. And I'm also a member of the Water Department Board of Commissioners. And when the proposal was brought up to the commission, I supported it. At first, I was hesitant, but then after I read the details and as they were presented by Mr. Healy, I totally agree with it, and I believe that it's a good deal for the city of New Britain. I think that the price is right. I'm not going to bore you anymore with the details because I hope that, as the previous gentleman quoted, that you are intelligent people, fairly, and you have read the details, and I don't see a negative on that. And in my humble opinion, I think this is a no-brainer. Thank you for
support. Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak?
Good evening. My name is Bill Shortell. I live on 947 West Main Street in New Britain. I want to talk about the potential sale of our well. First, in some context, I think all of you know that tax-starved communities and states all over the country are selling their capital assets right now, trying to figure out how to balance their budgets. And as Juan Perdu said, you don't sell the cow, you sell the milk. We sold water to Southington for 35 years at above $100,000 a year, and that's without adjusting for inflation. We made $3.5 million off of that well. Wells get old, you know, the apparatus needs work. I'm kind of shocked that this negotiations went on. Who authorized it? Who authorized the Water Commission to negotiate with the town of Southington to sell our well? That should have been public from the beginning in the interest of transparency, so we wouldn't have to have this discussion at the last minute, and questions like I have wouldn't have to come when it looks like a done deal. It kind of reminds me of what the Rock Cats is trying to do to us. We should not do that to our own citizens. The water commissioner said that it would cost $500,000 to $1 million to bring the well so that it would work again. And then a minute later, he said upwards of $1 million. Now, which is it? I would like to see the details of this estimate. How much, who made the estimate? What is the money for to bring this well up to use? I'd also like to know how much water is in that well. How big is this aquifer? How plentiful is the water? Southington seems ready to put a lot of money into it. Now, selling this well is extremely short-sighted. We're not here to balance our budget one year at a time and hope, you know, for the future. We have young people in this city. I intend to live here for many years myself. We have other people that will live their whole lives here. We could keep that well for another 100 years. And with perhaps less than we heard the estimate, bring that well up so that it's making money again, and have that cash into you know, for many, many years into our general fund or into the capital fund of the water company. We could bond for the amount of money that it takes to fix the well and then sell the water to Southington. It's a very bad idea to sell our
techniques, improvements in technology, and behavioral changes. The 1.2 or 1.3 million gallons per day that has been projected as the best possible output of the Patton Brook well, should the city of New Britain find the $1 million to get it running again, wouldn't fill even a fifth of what our current daily need is. So it can't be part, and that's why it's not part of our safe yield plan. And that's why our fail-safe, if all our reservoirs dry up and everything like that, is that we've got a 15 million gallon per day easement on Neepog Reservoir up in Burlington with the MDC. That is our fail-safe, and that is a reservoir or a source that can actually act as that fail-safe, not Patton Brook Well. We've talked about the improvements, and I'm not going to, or the need for improvements, I'm not going to belabor that. You also know the financial realities of the city and the likelihood that those improvements will be made to an asset that is so far, and realize that $1.3 million, not into the general fund, but into the water fund, then what we have actually done is take that negative asset and increase the overall value of our global water asset. So it's a rare case of addition by subtraction. The previous speaker alluded to that the fact that this is the only time that this subject has come up and that this is kind of being put through at the last minute. I'd just like to remind everyone that this was brought before the Board of Water Commissioners in public meeting back in June. It was before the council back in June and then referred, had a public hearing and a subcommittee meeting on it in late July, and then we are here tonight. So it has gone through the proper progression. I certainly understand everyone's reticence with selling the Patton Brook Well, but I think that you can see from what I've said tonight that it does make good sense. And what it is about is not about that $1.3 million. It's not. This is about the fiduciary role that we, that the mayor and this council have to the citizens of New Britain to take an asset and get the best possible value for it, because tomorrow that asset may have no value whatsoever. Thank you very much.
We're going to close this portion of public participation. The time is 7:37, and I'd like to ask if there are any council members that would like to say something. Okay. Our council meeting will start shortly. Thank you for everyone that came out to speak.